In mid-December 1873, Courbet wrote a few words summing up his interest in his surroundings.
I've painted a great many landscapes. Indeed, what else could one paint in Switzerland?
And what landscapes they were! Courbet painted tirelessly around La Tour de Paix. Mostly, he painted atmospheric studies, sunsets, twilight scenes, and remarkable sights. In his letter to the writer Camille Le Meunier, dated New Year's Eve 1877, Dr. Paul Collin offered this summary. Courbet loved to talk about nature, his landscapes, and his painting. He often told me that nothing made him happier than contemplating the mountains around the lake for hours on end and watching the gulls flying off into the distance. He goes on to say this. Towards the end of his life, Courbet painted La Tour de Paix several times. English art lovers also commissioned views of Chillon Castle, a feudal manor house that is the last remaining vestige of the power of the Duchy of Savoy. Indeed, this castle was very well known in England, thanks to Lord Byron having referred to it in his narrative poem, The Prisoner of Chillon. Courbet painted many views of it in response to popular demand. Discussions in this respect have been found in exchanges of correspondence with art critic Jules Castagnari in 1877.
The Chillon is ready and will be sent to you immediately. You initially said 2,000 francs, then 3,000. I must admit I would be delighted if this could be achieved. There's no money to be made from art in Switzerland.
Courbet's interest may not have been due to market considerations alone. It seems likely that a self-referential dimension was also in play. As in exile, Courbet was himself, in some sense, a prisoner of Chillon.